Manuscript Releases, Volume 8. MR number 618. Our responsibility to glorify God. You can glorify God only by bearing fruit to His glory. Ministers, for Christ's sake, begin the work for yourselves. By your unsanctified lives, you have laid stumbling blocks before your own children and before unbelievers. Some of you move by impulse, act from passion and prejudice, and bring impure, tainted offerings to God. For Christ's sake, cleanse the camp by beginning the personal work of purifying the soul, through the grace of Christ, from moral defilement. A jovial minister in the pulpit, or one who is stretching beyond his measure to win praise, is a spectacle that crucifies the Son of God afresh and puts him to open shame. There must be thorough repentance, faith in our Savior Jesus Christ, vigilant watchfulness, unceasing prayer, and diligent searching of the Scriptures. God holds us responsible for all that we might be if we would improve our talents, and we shall be judged according to what we ought to have been, but were not, what we might have done, but did not accomplish, because we did not use our powers to glorify God. For all knowledge that we might have gained, but did not, there will be an eternal loss, even if we do not lose our souls. All our influence belongs to God. All that we acquire is to be used to His glory. All the property that the Lord has entrusted to us is to be held on the altar of God, to be returned to Him again. We are working out our own destiny. May God help us all to be wise for eternity. Released June 21st, 1978.